which came first, shitty rave music or the drugs? I wonder if it was just these non-music fuckheads who were, you know, sitting in their house one day and they dicked around on a Macintosh and go, here, put that on a white label 12-inch, send it to the clubs. Wow, man, you're brilliant, wink on the cover, and then you're fucking genius, man, you're fucking genius. Oh, wow, it's jungle, trance, hip-hop, fucking shit music. So you make music that shitty, and everyone sits there and goes, God, this sucks! No, take these drugs. Sitting in their house one day and they dicked around on a Macintosh and they go, oh wow, it's jungle trance hip hop.